Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, back at a Chuckery Show. Final hour of the program is the start of the Brown Liquor Music Hour. You know how we do it on Friday nights. We get the dance party cranked up. So it is Jonathan Chico DeBarge's birthday today. So in honor of DeBarge, a little DeBarge here to get the party started for you. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929 is the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. So rank them coming up at 1040. So get your listen at JMCH316. He is at DD Lewis for real, or you can text us as well. Braves did lose that game here tonight, 11-10. Very entertaining game. Now the Reds have tied their longest winning streak in franchise history at 12 games. Braves snapped their 8-game winning streak. Reds tie their longest streak in franchise history. 4 homers for the Reds tonight, 5 homers for the Braves. They hit 3 homers in the 8th inning. Darno homered, Olsen hit 2 homers, Riley homered, and Ronnie homered. That's the 5 that they hit tonight. 11-10, Braves just couldn't get it done. Elly De La Cruz, in his first 4 at-bats, hit for the cycle. His first 4 at-bats, he hit for the cycle. He finished 4-for-5, 3 runs, 4 RBI, and now he's hitting 361, the prospect that was just called up here recently. Hit for the cycle. So, crazy stuff. Day-Day, have you ever been to Panda Express?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know their orange chicken?
Uh-huh. I like the orange chicken.
Okay. So, I guess for a limited time, Panda Express is offering the OC sandwich. The orange chicken sandwich.
So it's going to be like a breast.
Yes. It's an orange chicken sandwich at select Southern California locations. It's a honey sesame chicken breast, and it's got all the orange sauce on a bun. I guess it's like a brioche bun. Yeah. What do you think?
I don't know if I would like that sauce on in a sandwich form.
Yeah,
it
just doesn't look.
It goes better mixed in with the rice.
Yeah, I just.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Everything's got to be a chicken sandwich gimmick, though, doesn't it? Like everything has now become a chicken sandwich gimmick. So, yeah, I was looking at the pictures of this and the original orange chicken sandwich. Okay, I mean. I'm sure there'll be some people that, you know, will want to desperately try it. But, yeah, that doesn't have any
real. Yeah, it doesn't really move me.
Yeah, it doesn't have any real appeal to me either. So, now, tomorrow night, we encourage you to come on out to watch Atlanta United at Brewhouse Cafe, which is supposed to be the premier soccer bar in all of Atlanta. So, I am going to be out there at Brewhouse Cafe. You can join 92.9 The Game and meet myself as we cheer on Atlanta United. Versus the New York Red Bulls. Brewhouse Cafe, 401 Moreland Avenue Northeast Atlanta 30307, 401 Moreland Avenue Northeast 30307. I'm going to be out there from 7 to 9 tomorrow night, so we'll be watching Atlanta United. What time does Atlanta United get
kick
started?
Should be at 7:30. I think pre-kick at 7 and kick at 7:30.
So pre-game at 7 o'clock, 7:30-ish. That's usually what you have to say with MLS games kicking off. 7:30-ish, that will be Jason Longshore and Mike Connie. They will have the call for all of that. So we will be. I will be at the Brewhouse Cafe coming up tomorrow night from 7 to 9. Specials on Bud Light. Giveaway items and more. Register to win tickets to Atlanta United versus the Philadelphia Union on July 2nd. Sponsored by Bud Light. Must be 21 or older, and please, please drink responsibly. Is there going to be some responsible drinking out there?
Sure.
How about this? I might even have I drink a Bud Light. I'll have a Coors Light. How about that?
That'll work.
Yeah. I'll have a Coors Light, and we'll just kind of have some fun with it all. So I don't want to do shots and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you don't want to do that, especially on a Saturday night.
Yeah,
driving from down, not downtown, but East Atlanta.
Yeah, I was going to say Five Points area. 5 points to get home to Roswell. Wonder if I should Uber down there.
That wouldn't be a bad idea.
Yeah.
That way you can take shots.
Well, but again, see, the thing I don't like about the Ubering is I'm not in control.
I understand. I had to take one last night from here when I got off because my car broke down on me.
Oh,
yesterday.
Really?
So yeah, I had to take one in.
Did you take an Uber down here?
No, I took the train here. I had my wife drop me at a train station. Took the train here, but then Ubered back because I didn't want her,
driving down late.
Down
at night.
Late, yeah. Because we decided last minute because she was going to come get me, and then.
How far is the train station from where you live?
Probably driving wise, 10 minutes away.
Okay.
Yeah, so it wasn't bad. But yeah, 11 o'clock at night, and again, you're just making sure the guy or gal's driving properly. And there was a couple of times he hit some corners and curves, and I was like, whoa.
yeah. I don't mind an Uber and things like that if I'm going on vacation and, got to get down to the airport or something like that. But I just, I like driving to feel like I'm in control of everything, right? I like to be able to drive and feel like I'm in total control of everything with it. So, but anyway, I won't be partaking in any kind of heavy drinking stuff like that because I'll end up driving down. I'll end up driving down when all is said and done. But come out to a Brewhouse Cafe. Should be a fun time. I've heard it's a really good soccer bar. And good food, good drink specials and stuff like that. So if you want the chance to meet me, and I don't know why anybody would, but if you want the chance to meet me, come on out and give me a hey yo, and we'll watch some Atlanta United with it all. So anyway, this will be a fun series between the Braves and the Reds. This was going to be fun anyway, and obviously, tonight was a very fun game. But this is the premier series in Major League Baseball this weekend. These are the two hottest teams in the National League. Probably in baseball. Well, they are the two hottest teams in Major League Baseball. And when you look right now, the Reds and the Braves obviously lead their division. Reds are now a game and a half up on the Milwaukee Brewers. Braves are six games up on the Miami Marlins. So, but these are two division leaders. Obviously the Reds are kind of surprising people. This has been a remarkable streak that they've been on. What's even crazier is that they are 41-35 with this 12-game winning streak. And even with this 12-game winning streak, they are a minus 13 run differential. Mm-hmm. Now, what does that say about, how badly they played earlier in the year that they're a minus 13 run differential team? That's kind of crazy to think about.
Yeah.
And they're only, for all of their goodwill, they're only 21-18 at home, and they're only 20-17 on the road. And I say only, that's a good road record. That's the only record in the division that's above 500 on the road. But still, it's not like they're dominant. Look, the Braves are 24-12 right now on the road, right? The Diamondbacks are 23-12 on the road. The Giants are 21-15. How about the Dodgers right now? They're four games out of first place in third place. They're in third place, four games out of first. Arizona's a plus 37 run differential. They've won their last two. They're only 5-5 in their last 10 games. The Giants have been red hot. They're 9-1 in their last 10. And they've crept up to second place now. They're a plus 44 run differential. They're almost the same run differential that the Dodgers are. Dodgers are a plus 46. Giants are a plus 44. The San Diego Padres sit in fourth place in that division right now at 36-39, 9.5 games out of first place. How much money did they spend in the offseason, right?
Right.
In that karma, in that kind of, what's that Taylor Swift song, Karma, that's playing right now? I mean, isn't that kind of karma that you have Fernando Tatis that, is, was suspended and all that good kind of stuff, and the karma's coming back around to bite them, right? And what did he get, like $300 million or whatever it was?
Yep.
From the Padres, him and Machado both got like $700 million worth of contracts or whatever the number was out of all of it. But, they're in fourth place right now. And, again, Braves do lose tonight. But this should be a fun series. This is two hot, red-hot teams that are going at it. It's at a good time. I wonder if the Braves are the ESPN game or anything like that on a Sunday. I want to see what their schedule is. See what the schedule says on all of this. So Schuster and Ashcraft tomorrow. No, it's not an ESPN game on Sunday. So it's a 1:40 game, 4 o'clock game tomorrow, 1:40 on Sunday. Schuster tomorrow, Charlie Morton on Saturday. I wonder what the heck the game of the week is or whatever like that for ESPN. Because again, I don't know that there's a better game. Let's see here. Sunday. All right. Astros and Dodgers. Okay, so I can understand that. I can understand you have two of the best teams in all of Major League Baseball that are going head-to-head with one another. So, all right, I'll give it to the Astros and Dodgers. But from a baseball perspective, Reds and Braves could have been, this game. I mean, again, when they looked at the schedule earlier in the year, they really didn't have Atlanta and Cincinnati as being two, maybe the Braves, but certainly not Cincinnati being one of the best teams in the National League, and certainly not at a time when the Braves had won 8 in a row before tonight and the Reds have won 12 in a row, tying a franchise record. Certainly that wouldn't have been, on anybody's bingo card that this series would play out the way that it did. But certainly Astros and Dodgers is a marquee matchup for maybe all the right, all the wrong reasons. Former teams that hooked up in the World Series a few years ago. So we'll see what happens, but certainly this will be an entertaining series for the Braves. And again, their pitching let them down tonight. Smith-Shawver could not get through four innings tonight. He got bounced all around. He gave up three homers in the game. And look, the Reds' offense has really picked it up here in this winning streak. Their offense has got it cooking, just like the Braves' offense has got it cooking. Like, the Reds' offense has really gotten this thing clicking. And really, when they just got Joey Votto back, I think it was last week that they got Votto back. He had four RBI tonight, a couple of hits, a couple of runs scored, four RBI. He hit two homers in the game. He's been really good. He's got a 308 batting average with a 438 on-base percentage and 1,000 slugging. So he's been really good in his return back, that he's really kind of put a spark in this offense. And then, Elia De La Cruz was just magnificent tonight. He looks like a young stud. Like, he looks like he's going to be a guy that's going to just dominate the National League. And that's one of those franchises that should be good, right? Like, the Reds are – it's better when baseball has the Reds being good, right? That's one of those good franchises from, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s with the Nasty Boys and all that good kind of stuff. So, again, Braves taking on the chin here tonight. All right, 404-726-0929. We're going to open up the phone lines to you. Who do you believe? I'm asking about the Atlanta Hawks. We're getting conflicting stories again from what's one side saying versus what somebody else is saying. I'll explain next. You can call in and give your thoughts. Chuck Renekia Studios, Sports Radio 929 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show. Brown Liquor Music Hour rolling right along. We get the dance party going on Friday nights. Rank 'em coming up in 20 minutes from right now. 404-726-0929. That is our phone line. If you want to jump in and give us your thoughts. So Landry Fields was on earlier today on Dukes and Bell. And, talking about obviously the draft last night and different things like that. And before I read you what Brian Windhorst said on his draft show from last night, I want you to hear Landry Fields discussing the salary cap and whether or not they're going to go into the luxury tax. Now, right now, the Hawks are $9 million in the luxury tax. It would be a $13 million luxury tax bill. Here's what Landry Fields had to say about the luxury tax.
I'm so happy to put this to rest. I'm actually glad that you asked that question. I have the authority, the group that I'm working with has the authority to do what we need to do to build the best possible team and franchise that we possibly can. Can I be in the tax? Absolutely. Can I get out of the tax? Absolutely. If there's a decision to make one way or the other, you should actually look at me as opposed to like ownership. There's always a way in which this goes about. Of course, do you want to save money? Everyone does. But in this business and for this particular sport, like there are team building strategies that have everything to do with being in tax and not being in tax. So it's not just about the money and savings. Like there are certain components of it allow us to do things that we need to do to build out a roster, whether you're in it or whether you're not. So yes, ownership is awesome. They've given us full clarity and full authority to do what we need to do to build out a championship team.
All right. So, the Hawks right now have a supermax player in Trae Young. They're $9 million in the luxury tax. Are they going to stay there, though? You're not building a high-caliber roster without being in the luxury tax. Now, here's what Brian Windhorst. Now, remember, okay, there's a lot of you guys out there, guys and girls, that when one of these guys tweets something out, you take it as gospel, whether it's Sham Sharinia, Brian Windhorst, Woj Bomb. So here's what Brian Windhorst said on his Hoop Collective live draft show that aired last night on ESPN. Quote, the Hawks are under a mandate, from what I've been told, to get out of the luxury tax. So what does that mean? Well, let me say it like this first, because who do you believe? All right, let me say it like this first. I think that my gut, not intel, but just using the information that's at hand, I think the Hawks are going to, by and large, run this thing back. That their starting five is all under contract. Okongwu, Bogey, Jalen Johnson, A.J. Griffin, they're going to run it back with those guys. And they're going to maybe change up a little bit of the back end of their bench and things like that, but they will be in the luxury tax. Now, you don't pay the luxury tax bill at the start of the season. You pay it at the end of the season. So they will be in the luxury tax. Whether they stay there or not is a different thing. I think that they will give it to the trade deadline to work with Quinn Snyder. With the end of last season and the end of the trade deadline, that if things are not working out, then they will move on from people like DeJounte Murray and maybe others. And if it's working well, okay, we'll stay in the luxury tax and keep rolling this thing, and maybe they'll be active. If it's not going well, then there's no reason to be in the luxury tax. If they're sitting at the eighth seed or whatever, when the trade deadline happens, they won't be a team that stays in the luxury tax. And I think that's going to be their out. That if they need an out, they have that as an out. If they succeed, then it's like, well, see, we're in the luxury tax. We played the whole year in the luxury tax. Okay. So I think that that's the thing that you look at is, again, we keep going back to the same question. And I don't think Landry Fields answered that question any better, where he said, well, I'm really glad you asked the question. And, okay, I understand that. Look, he says they have the power to go in the luxury tax. They're in the luxury tax now. Again, we know they have the power because they're already in it. Now, yes, do they have the power to get it? Sure, of course. If I can cut salary, I mean, we saw it last year. See, this is becoming the thing. The perception is taking over for what may be the truth. The perception has become that they are not a team that's willing to go in the luxury tax. And a lot of teams are not willing, with the new CBA in place and the punitive penalties that come with multiple years in the luxury tax. Because once you get in the luxury tax, it's hard to stop getting out of it unless you have players that leave your franchise or you trade away players and you can get expiring contracts and free up money that way. That's how you get out of the purgatory of it. But once you're in it, it's hard to get out, and you get into it for multiple years. And if you're not a very good – look, that's what killed the Brooklyn Nets a few years ago. Remember when they had Damari Carroll and Deron Williams and guys like that on the – and they were paying way in the luxury tax. And remember Prokhorov, the Russian billionaire? Yeah, he ended up selling the team. He ended up getting out of the basketball business because he realized that having Damari Carroll for $64 million and eating up payroll isn't a very smart basketball decision. So that's what it becomes, is that you get into it, it becomes punitive, and it gets hard to get out of. And you can't simply just, again, you can't trade away guys for just, you can't trade away John Collins at $25 million a year for 2 second-round draft picks. The money has to work itself out. You can trade draft picks for draft picks and all this kind of, but the money has to work itself out somehow. Can't trade $25 million in salary for, you know, a 39th round pick and, you know, this. I mean, can't do that. They don't let you just get away with that kind of stuff. Money's got to be in some kind of ballpark stratosphere area. And again, the perception is becoming that this team is not going to get itself into the luxury tax, that this team is not somebody who is going to dip into those waters. And if that's not the case, then it's going to be tough to build a high-caliber roster, especially when you have a supermax guy. I mean, look right now with some of the pieces that we have on this team. It's not the most – I mean – It's a quality roster, but it's not like it's the Celtics roster or some of these other teams. And yet we're $9 million in the luxury tax. And, you know, again, if we stay there, we'll be a different scenario. But I do think that they will try to get closer to the luxury tax. Remember, one of the things that they did when they made those trades at the trade deadline was they actually picked up cap space. Actually save some money on the cap and widen the gap between them and the luxury tax in what it was. And if it gets to be that way again, I think that Sadiq Bey and some and they trade a guy like Sadiq Bey anyway, but if Sadiq Bey's on this roster, he may not be come trade deadline time. DeJounte Murray may not be on this roster come deadline time. That they're going to have some hard decisions. And they'll have run it back for a year under Quinn Snyder at that point, and then we'll see what happens with it. Now, if it works itself out, perfect. That's the best case scenario, that it works itself out and, you don't have to worry about those kinds of decisions, that everything comes along fine and dandy and, you know, it's all sunshine and roses. And it all works itself out. But if it doesn't, then that's where I think that the Hawks are going to start to make those kinds of decisions. And we'll see. You know, and again, one of the things Landry Fields said was have patience. That he said to have patience with all of this, that things are not going to happen. And Lauren Williams, you know, talked to us, you know, when she talked to us several weeks ago, she said the same thing, that she didn't get the impression that they were going to do anything kind of knee-jerk or anything like that. And he kind of explained the same thing. Don't expect them to get hot and heavy. While we're seeing this whole flurry of moves, right? Bradley Beal and Chris Paul and Kristaps Porzingis and, you know, Jordan Poole and everybody that's moving all around and moving from team to team and all this good kind of action that's going down. Don't expect the Hawks to kind of get into this thing quickly. Now, I don't know why. I mean, if you think that the roster, if Quinn Snyder's evaluated the roster and said, I don't think I can win with that guy, why linger around and hang on to him more than it should be? Whether that's Collins or Hunter or Capella or whatever. The thing about Capella is that his contract is probably the most friendly because of the number of years and the amount of money that he makes, but his value is higher than what Collins and DeAndre Hunter bring. Look, of the three $20-plus million guys, Collins, Hunter, Capella, I'd rather have Capella because I don't have an answer for him, and he's an elite rebounder, and relatively speaking, look, he's half of what Rudy Gobert makes and does a lot of the same things. Gobert's not a better rebounder than what Clint Capella is. He's a better defensive player, but he's not a better rebounder. And again, they score about the same kind of number of points when they get set up on lobs and different things. I mean, Capella's fine offensively for what he does. So I'd rather, again, of Collins, Hunter, and Capella, I'd rather have Capella. But teams are also going to say, he's the most attractive guy that we have available, and they're going to go after him first and foremost because of that. I mean, again, we're not pulling the wool over somebody's eyes. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, again, Landry Fields said to have some patience in this whole thing. He said that, you know, we need to be having patience in it, and things are not going to happen just immediately right away and all this kind of stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, this roster feels like it has a chromosome missing, though, in it. We talked about that last night on the draft show. This roster feels like it has something that is not right with it, that there's some kind of chromosome that is needs to be sorted out in all this. So we'll see what happens with it. But obviously, you know, Hawks did their draft last night, picking up a couple of players last night at 15 and 46. They didn't make any moves at the trade. There was lots of rumors yesterday. You know, Hunter to Indianapolis, you know, was one rumor. Capella and the number 10 pick being swapped in some kind of deal with Dallas, you know, 10 Capella and 15, and we'd get the 10th pick. And I mean, there were lots of rumors and stuff, but there was really no bite to all of that bark that was out there. All right, when we get back, it'll be time for Rank 'Em. Hit us up, 404-726-0929, 404-726-0929. At JMCH316, at the D. Lewis for Real. Chuck Reed in the Kia Studios to the top of the hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and Odyssey.com app. Thank you.
Now this one to the kids and to the gallon with the angel face and the devil heart.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at it, Chuck Reese Show. Had the top of the hour in the JR Sports Brief coming up after us. 404-726-0929, Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. At JMSH316, at DD Lewis for real. Used to have a little bit of fun on the weekends as we would pick Randy's brain, pick Hugh's brain. Sometimes I would give them a list of things to put in order. We decided to steal it, and we call this segment Rank 'em.
Hi, JC. Was thinking about you while I was away a couple of days. Was kind of getting caught up on all my wrestling action. And I got to thinking because I was seeing what was going on with the Bloodline and everything. Rank these factions. Okay. Bloodline, DX, Original Four Horsemen, NWO.
Original Four Horsemen all the way. Right. That's the best. I mean, Arn, Tully, Ole and Ric Flair, that's the best of all time. So that's number one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is it just the NWO with Hogan, Nash, and Scott Hall?
Yeah, okay. Just them.
Then I'll take that number two.
Okay.
I'll take the Bloodline three, and there were two different DXs in my mind. The original DX.
Of just Shawn and
Hunter,
Triple H.
And Rick Rude.
Right.
So China, Triple H, Shawn Michaels, and Rick Rude. Right. That's the original one. But then when Sean Waltman came back to the WWE,
yeah, that's when
DX really took off.
Yep.
So I'll still put DX at the bottom because I love the Bloodline. I think what they're doing is fantastic. And Paul Heyman has talked about the idea of, look, maybe Roman Reigns should win an Emmy for how good he's been.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true, but I mean, again, he's been phenomenal in this role.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Nachos, burritos, fajitas, tacos.
Tacos one, fajitas two, burritos three, and nachos four. Okay. Nachos is a lot of work. I mean, it's just,
I like nachos.
I love nachos,
man.
But I mean, it's a lot of work. It's just, you know, scooping everything up and this and that. I mean, it's not all in one just convenient
right. All right, rank these because you know you were talking about your dad and you know the Art Modell and the mm-hmm. Browns and whatnot moving to Baltimore. Rank these team moves: Sonics to OKC, Rams to St. Louis, back to LA, Expos to DC, Hornets to New Orleans.
I'll take the Rams one because they ended up obviously, you know, having massive success. I mean, where they went.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take Hornet. What was the second one?
The
first one?
First one was Sonics to OKC.
All right, Sonics to OKC. That will be number two.
Okay.
They had a pretty good run there for a few years. Yeah. When they had Durant,
when
all
they
those
had
guys.
Yeah.
That team would have been really fun in Seattle.
If they could have kept it. Yeah.
Yeah, that team would have been fun in Seattle with Harden and mm-hmm. Durant and Westbrook.
Because that
those
fan
guys.
Bait, yeah.
Yeah, they'd have been into that.
Yeah.
So, I'll take the Hornets number three, and I loathed the Expos leaving Montreal.
Yeah.
The Expos should be in Montreal.
Yeah.
I mean, they should be playing at Olympic Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
They should still be in Montreal. I hated that move. I like having a team in D.C.
Right.
But I don't like the Expos
having
left
been
Montreal.
The team to do it. Right.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Rank these kid-related movies. Bad News Bears, sports movies, I should say. Bad News Bears, The Sandlot, The Mighty Ducks, Remember the Titans.
Bad News Bears is fantastic.
The original Walter Matthau, yes.
Yes, not the remake, but the original Bad News Bears. Fantastic.
Yep.
I'll put Remember the Titans number two, although I think that movie's a little bit overrated. Mighty Ducks 3, and I've only seen parts of The Sandlot.
Okay. Gotcha.
So I've not been a big Sandlot fan. All right, let me grab some off the Twitter page here.
All right.
From our buddy Alvy Cohen. Inspector Jacques Clouseau, Pepe Le Pew, Quasimodo, or Babar the Elephant. These are, I guess, famous French people. Inspector Clouseau. I mean, again, Peter, what's his name? What's the guy's name? Peter Sellers. Magnificent in that role. I'll take Pepe Le Pew, number two. I'll take Babar, the elephant. There's a funny thing in Fletch with all of that. And Quasimodo, number four.
Okay.
Rank these 2000s what ifs from the real Matt Ryan. Sorry, I'm distracted by Kelly Price up there on TV. And she's a friend. Lakers don't trade for Paul Gasol. Yao Ming and T-Mac are healthy for the Rockets. Suns aren't cheap. They keep Joe Johnson and the draft rights to Luol Deng and Rondo and others. Pistons pass on Darko. I think the what if the Pistons pass on Darko, because that draft was loaded.
Yeah.
That's the LeBron, Carmelo, yep. Anthony, D-Wade draft. Mm-hmm. That draft was loaded.
Yep.
And if they don't take Darko at what, two or three or whatever, mm-hmm. man, they could have had some players in that draft. I'll take that number one. I'll take Yao Ming and T-Mac staying healthy, because I would have liked to have seen what they could
they
do.
Could have done, yeah.
Lakers number three. They don't trade for Paul Gasol. And I hate the Phoenix Suns, so they can get stuffed out there. From our buddy Marco on the on my Twitter page, rank these historic win streaks. Patriots 21 straight wins, including the Super Bowl win. UConn's 11 straight women's titles. USA basketball 78 straight wins. Julio Cesar Chavez 87 straight wins in the ring.
That's a good list.
I'll take UConn's yep. 111 straight wins.
Yeah.
That was an amazing run that they yep. had. I'll take Julio Cesar Chavez at number two. I'll take the Patriots 21 straight wins, including the Super Bowl at number three.
Mm-hmm.
And with all due respect to USA basketball, I mean, I'm not a fan, but the level of competition that
yeah.
they had,
yeah.
you know, in that is just staggering. So from the text line, Michael Olowokandi, Kwame Brown, Anthony Bennett, Mitch Evans. I'll take Kwame Brown one. I'll take Michael Olowokandi two. I'll take Anthony Bennett three. And, you know, Mitch Evans is always going to go at four.
Right.
So, let's see here. Rank these Sonic milkshakes. My daughter just had a Sonic delivery the other day. Strawberry cheesecake, Oreo chocolate, banana and Oreo peanut butter. Anything peanut butter would be number one for me.
Really?
Banana number two. I'll take strawberry cheesecake three. And I'm not the biggest Oreo guy in the world, even though Oreo peanut butter was one of the choices, but the peanut butter cancels it out. And I'll take Oreo chocolate number three.
All right, I think we got time to get a couple searches.
All right,
here we go. First one. I love Ryan Hart. So I love, spelled regular,
okay.
Ryan is R-Y-A-N.
Uh-huh.
Hart is H-A-R-T.
Okay. I love Ryan Hart. Oh, she's got her little heart sign there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right.
Candy cocktail, both words spelled regular, and it's one word. She has it as one word, candy
okay,
cocktail.
Candy cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And let's see. Let me see. It's mostly cocktails that an actual drink. So let's see what let's see if she's got something here. Okay, all right.
Got
so
her.
Her page isn't blocked off. All
right,
go ahead.
All right. The Nara Ford. So D-T-H-E.
Yeah.
N-A-R-A.
Right.
F-O-R-D.
Okay. And let me see. All right, last one.
Got her. And then last one, Nina, N-I-N-A, mm-hmm. and then K-H-L-V underscore.
Okay. And, oh, gosh, she's an adult entertainer. Well, let's see here. We got to view the images. All right, I will take I will take that Nara Ford number
yeah.
one.
Okay.
I will take, what's her name? I love Ryan Hart number two.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take Candy three, and I'll take Nina number four.
All right.
Now, I got to get one more here because
okay.
I had one that was earlier this week. And let me see if I can find it. All right. This one is Andrea and Jean. Emily, let me see here. Emily, at Emily Willis. Let me see. E-M-L-O-Y. All right. Let's see. Emily Willis. Looks like she's She's got some acting credentials of the interesting kind. Andrea and Jean. Let me see. Andrea and Jean. Let's see about them. I don't think that's the right that people. Andrea and Jean. Oh, okay. Here we go. Looks like they are actresses as well. Is it just one of them or two of them? All right. And let's see here. Violet Myers, I know her. And Adriana Chechnik. All right. I'll take Adriana Chechnik number one. I'll take Violet Myers number two. I'll take Emily Willis three. And Andrea and Jean number four. And he had one more. Let's see here. I thought he had one more on my Twitter page. I don't see the second one that he sent in. Let's see. No, he just sent me a, he sent me somebody's Instagram page. Let me just see. All right. We got to get going here. We got to get out of here for a Friday night. All right. That's a rank 'em for a Friday. Chuck Green, the Key Studios. We're going to wrap it up with the Love TKO up next. Sports Radio, not to the game, Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Now this one dedicated to the girl with the angel face and the devil heart.
You know, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, back at it. Chuck Show. Had the top of the hour in the JR Sports Brief coming up after us. 404-726-0929, Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. At JMSH316, at DD Lewis for real. Used to have a little bit of fun on the weekends as we would pick Randy's brain, pick Hugh's brain. Sometimes I would give them a list of things to put in order. We decided to steal it, and we call this segment Rank 'em.
Hi, JC. Was thinking about you while I was away a couple of days. Was kind of getting caught up on all my wrestling action, and I got to thinking because I was seeing what was going on with the bloodline and everything. Rank these factions. Okay. Bloodline, DX, Original Four Horsemen, NWO.
Original Four Horsemen all the way. Right. That's the best. I mean, Arn, Tully, Ole, and Ric Flair, that's the best of all time. So that's number one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is it just the NWO with Hogan, Nash, and Scott Hall?
Yeah. Okay. Just them.
Then I'll take that number two.
Okay.
I'll take the Bloodline three. And there were two different DXs in my mind. The original DX.
Of just Sean and
Hunter,
Triple H.
And Rick Rude.
Right.
So China, Triple H, Shawn Michaels, and Rick Rude. Right. That's the original one. But then when Sean Waltman came back to the WWE, DX really took off.
Yep.
So I'll still put DX at the bottom because I love the Bloodline. I think what they're doing is fantastic. And Paul Heyman has talked about the idea of, look, maybe Roman Reigns should win an Emmy for how good he's been.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true, but I mean, again, he's been phenomenal in this role.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Nachos, burritos, fajitas, tacos.
Tacos one, fajitas two, burritos 3 and nachos 4. Okay. Nachos is a lot of work. I mean, it's just,
I like nachos.
I love nachos,
man.
But I mean, it's just, it's a lot of work. It's just, you know, yeah, scooping everything up and this and that. I mean, it's just, it's not all in one just convenient
right,
package,
right. All right, rank these because, you know, you were talking about your dad and, you know, the Art Modell and the mm-hmm. Browns and whatnot moving to Baltimore. Rank these team moves. Sonics to OKC, Rams to St. Louis, back to L.A., Expos to D.C., Hornets to New Orleans.
I'll take the Rams one because they ended up, obviously, you know, having massive success. I mean, where they went.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take Hornet. What was the second one?
First one was Sonics to OKC.
All right, Sonics to OKC. That will be number two.
Okay.
They had a pretty good run there for a few years. Yeah. When they had Durant, all those guys.
Yeah.
That team would have been really fun in Seattle.
If they could have kept it. Yeah.
Yeah. That team would have been fun in Seattle with Harden and mm-hmm. Durant and Westbrook.
Because that
all those
fan
guys.
Bait, yeah.
Yeah, they were they'd have been into that.
Yeah.
So. I'll take the Hornets number three, and I loathe the Expos leaving Montreal.
Yeah.
The Expos should be in Montreal.
Yeah.
I mean, they should be playing at Olympic Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
They should still be in Montreal. I hated that move. I like having a team in D.C.
Right.
But I don't like the Expos
having
left Montreal.
Having to been the team to do
yep.
it. Right.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Rank these kid-related movies. Bad News Bears, sports movies, I should say. Bad News Bears, The Sandlot, The Mighty Ducks, Remember the Titans.
Bad News Bears is fantastic.
The original Walter Matthau, yes.
Yes, not the remake, but the original Bad News Bears, fantastic.
Yep.
I'll put Remember the Titans number two, although okay. I think that movie's a little bit overrated. Mighty Ducks 3, and I've only seen parts of The Sandlot.
Okay. Gotcha.
So I've not been a big Sandlot fan. All right, let me grab some off the Twitter page here.
All right.
From our buddy Alvy Cohen, Inspector Jacques Clouseau, Pepe Le Pew, Quasimodo, or Babar the Elephant. These are, I guess, famous French people. Inspector Clouseau. I mean, again, Peter Sellers.
Yeah.
Magnificent in that role. I'll take Pepe Le Pew number two. I'll take Babar, the elephant. There's a funny thing in Fletch with all of that. And Quasimodo number four.
Okay.
Rank these 2000s what ifs from the real Matt Ryan. Sorry, I'm distracted by Kelly Price up there on TV. And she's a friend. Lakers don't trade for Paul Gasol. Yao Ming and T-Mac are healthy for the Rockets. Suns aren't cheap. They keep Joe Johnson and the draft rights to Luol Deng and Rondo and others. Pistons pass on Darko. I think the what if the Pistons pass on Darko, because
mm-hmm.
that draft was loaded.
Yeah.
That's the LeBron, Carmelo,
yep.
Anthony, D-Wade draft. Mm-hmm. That draft was loaded.
Yep.
And if they don't take Darko at what, two or three or whatever, mm-hmm. man, they could have had some players in that draft. I'll take that number one. I'll take Yao Ming and T-Mac staying healthy because I would have liked to have seen what they could do. Lakers number three. They don't trade for Paul Gasol, and I hate the Phoenix Suns, so they can get stuffed out there. From our buddy Marco on my Twitter page, rank these historic win streaks: Patriots 21 straight wins, including the Super Bowl win; UConn's 11 straight women's titles; USA basketball 78 straight wins; Julio Cesar Chavez 87 straight wins in the ring.
That's a good list.
I'll take UConn's
yep.
111 straight wins.
Yeah.
That was an amazing run that they
yep.
had. I'll take Julio Cesar Chavez at number two. I'll take the Patriots 21 straight wins, including the Super Bowl at number three.
Mm-hmm.
And with all due respect to USA basketball, I mean, I'm not a fan, but the level of competition that
yeah.
they had,
yeah.
you know, in that is just staggering. So from the text line, Michael Olowokandi, Kwame Brown, Anthony Bennett, Mitch Evans. I'll take Kwame Brown one. I'll take Michael Olowokandi two. I'll take Anthony Bennett three. And, you know, Mitch Evans is always going to go at four.
Right.
So, let's see here. Rank these Sonic milkshakes. My daughter just had a Sonic delivery the other day. Strawberry cheesecake, Oreo chocolate, banana and Oreo peanut butter. Anything peanut butter would be number one for me.
Really?
Banana number two. I'll take strawberry cheesecake three. And I'm not the biggest Oreo guy in the world, even though Oreo peanut butter was one of the choices, but the peanut butter cancels it out. And I'll take Oreo chocolate number three.
All right, I think we got time to get a couple searches.
All right,
here we go. First one, I love Ryan Hart. So I love, spelled regular, okay. Ryan is R-Y-A-N.
Uh-huh.
Hart is H-A-R-T.
Okay. I love Ryan Hart. Oh, she's got her little heart sign there. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right.
Candy cocktail, both words spelled regular, and it's one word. She has it as one word, candy cocktail.
Candy cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And let's see. It's mostly cocktails, that an actual drink. So let's see if she's got something here. Okay. All right.
Got her.
Her page isn't blocked off. All
right,
go ahead.
All right. The Nara Ford. So D-T-H-E.
Yeah.
N-A-R-A.
Right.
F-O-R-D.
Okay. And let me see. All right, last one.
Got her. And then last one, Nina, N-I-N-A. Mm-hmm. And then K-H-L-V underscore.
Okay. And oh gosh, she's an adult entertainer. Well, let's see here. We gotta do the images. All right, I will take that Nara Ford number one.
Okay.
I will take, what's her name? I love Ryan Hart number two.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take Candy three. And I'll take Nina, number four.
All right.
Now, I got to get one more here because I had one that was earlier this week. And let me see if I can find it. All right. This one is Andrea and Jean. Emily, let me see here. Emily, at Emily Willis. Let me see. E-M-L-O-Y. All right. Let's see. Emily Willis. Looks like she's got some acting credentials of the interesting kind. Andrea and Jean. Let me see. Andrea and Jean. Let's see about them. I don't think that's the right that people. Andrea and Jean. Okay. Here we go. Looks like they are actresses as well. Is it just one of them or two of them? All right. And let's see here. Violet Myers, I know her. And Adriana Chechnik. All right. I'll take Adriana Chechnik number one. I'll take Violet Myers number two. I'll take Emily Willis three. And Andrea and Jean number four. And he had one more. Let's see here. I thought he had one more on my Twitter page. I don't see the second one that he sent in. Let's see. No, he just sent me a, he sent me somebody's Instagram page. Let me just see. All right. All right. We got to get going here. We got to get out of here for a Friday night. All right. That's a ranking for a Friday. Chuck Green, the Key Studios. We're going to wrap it up with the Love TKO up next. Sports Radio, not to the game, Odyssey.com map.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.